your guys' kids are going to be in the same grade.
Yes. Should right? be.
And you guys live in the same school district.
Yes.
Meaning that your kids should be going to the same school district.
Possibly. Yes.
Yes. And, Johnny, what have you been training her?
I'm going to be teaching her MMA training. I'm going to be teaching her Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu.
So I'm going to say, little Steven might be bullied at school.
No, he can shoot. Not gun, but basketball.
That's not going to stop.
No, but I think he'll make enough friends that he could survive this. Welcome back to Now We're Dads.
NWD. All right, so you guys can see with us, we have returning guest, returning dad, Johnny from episode 2.
It's good to be back. Thank y'all.
How you been so far?
Pretty good. Can't complain. Some ups and downs, but overall, life's been good. It's good to see y'all again. Hope you enjoy watching me. Much love.
You probably had the biggest video at one point when you were talking about your daughter, so trust me, they definitely were eating you up.
I appreciate the love from y'all. Thank you. All right. I'll give you a bow, but I don't feel like standing up right now.
I'm just kidding.
Gonna hit your head again. All right, so.
My head hurts.
Okay, well, you're obviously back here with me, Steven, your mom's favorite person, and we got Nazareth.
So he's only saying that because my mom likes to tell me that her favorite guest, her favorite person on the show is Steven. And I didn't even ask her last time. She just did it out of the blue. I was just talking about the show, and she reiterated, yeah, he's got it. Like, he's got that factor that people are going to tune in for. And I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah. How do you think everything's going? He's so funny. Cool, Mom. Yeah, for sure.
I love it. Having a fan nowadays is hard, so I take a lot of big swings and some mistakes, but it's great having a fan.
And then I'm Nazareth.
I'm glad to be here with you, dog.
And I'm Nazareth, and before I don't have anything to say about me. I'm just curious about this hat.
You're becoming the guest star.
I'm the guest star?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I just had a question about this hat. What's going on with it, man?
Okay, so this hat was normally just a pure white and gray hat. I'm not an artist of no thing, but I am a avid let's go out and have some fun. Well, something that happens in Cleveland, I want to say twice a year. This was my first time going, though, and it was a paint rave. So what a paint rave is pretty much how it explains. There's music by DJs, renditions, just tearing it up, and people grabbing paint and throwing it out in the crowd. So I knew it was paint rave, so I obviously wore all white, so I can get different type of paint. I was told it would come out, so I was like, okay, there's no problem whatsoever.
It didn't come out.
It has not come out, and I like it this way, though. So I honestly like it better this way than it is.
The hat looks cool, but what if it gets in your eyes?
Oh, dude. Oh, no, it was all over. It was in my ear so much that it felt like I was underwater at one point. Like, I couldn't hear out either ear because it was just paint. It was green, yellow. They're throwing globs of paint. And then, like, if you're in the front row, I saw a girl was like, come on! And legit, they grabbed the whole bucket and just said, boom! All over her face. Oh, yeah. Dude, she took a whole load. Dude, it was awesome. So, a lot of great DJs, a lot of crazy outfits. I'm telling you right now.
I figure because this is meant to be like a spectacular.
Yeah.
So people are showing up.
Dressed their way. The way they always want to be. Maybe not accepted by public, but how they want to dress. The things I've seen. It was a great time. So I'm telling you, we got like third, fourth row finally, because it raves are obviously you're standing up and you're moving. So at a rave, obviously you're constantly moving and you're trying to get to the front or you're trying to position yourself into.
Does that fluctuate that much?
It does, dude. When we first got there, it's legit. This is the biggest rave in Cleveland, probably. I would say
because people are probably chill, right?
It's super chill. People are bumping into people, but they don't really care. Like it's a real chill atmosphere.
Okay.
But it's a huge, huge venue. So people, when you walk in, it's like imagine like a gymnasium, like your high school gymnasium.
It's not that big of a venue?
I said something I couldn't do.
Oh yeah. No, not with epilepsy. No.
No.
I don't think that's what he was saying.
Oh.
No, actually. But yeah, I've been like in like where it's like flashing lights and then seizure.
Really? Could you be mid-fucking seizure?
Yeah.
Godly, that's jackrabbiting to a different level. Yeah. She's like, damn, you tearing it up.
Babe, stop, I'm not ready. Oh my God.
Do I grab the spray or do I wait? I'll wait. He'll be okay.
Let me finish first, and then I'll grab the nose spray. Oh my God! No, real question.
Okay. Oh my God.
Real question here.
Oh my
Do you think you can finish during?
Oh, I would hope so.
Dude, oh my God. And if you finish in her on an accident, then you honestly don't know. Like, you don't have any clue whatsoever. So she'd be like, did you finish it in me? It's like, probably. Most likely.
It's too late. She gotta get the nose sprayed in with the answer to the question.
Oh my God, my favorite part is when he said, he's like, do I get the spray now or later? That was one of the best lines I've ever heard in my life.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, now we gotta cut all God. This out.
No, we're not cutting that part out.
Cutting that.
Oh my God,
that was funny.
Wow.
Your response to that joke was the best I've ever heard in my life.
Because we were literally talking before we even started recording. We have his nose sprays off camera here.
Yeah.
We're prepped. We're ready. Just in case if some worst case scenario were to happen, we're ready for him.
Yeah.
So we were just talking before we hit the record button.
Yeah.
About his nose sprays.
He's one of the dudes, so obviously we're going to try to keep him as healthy as possible with everything.
Jesus, man.
But man, was that funny. That was... When someone says a joke and someone one-ups a joke even better than what the original joke was, is the best. Holy God, Johnny.
Do I get the no spray?
Now or later.
Wow, okay, where were we?
Oh my God.
You were at a rave.
Well, I was at a rave trying to get closer. Fuck that. Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, let me get back.
Okay, let's bring it back. One second, guys. We're bringing it back.
We're bringing it back now. That was probably the best joke on this podcast yet. That one,
yeah, I don't think
that hit so hard. So, about this paint rave, and we're moving up to the front, we got to, like, the third row. And the third row was like I said, when you first come in, you're pretty much at the back, and you're weaseling yourself to the front.
Okay.
So we got to like the third row.
Who all went?
So it was me, my girl, my sister, her boyfriend, and then their friends. They're avid rave goers.
Okay. Have you been to a rave before?
I've been to a rave before, but nothing of this.
This is the status. Next step up.
Like, this, yeah, no. This was...
See, I just can't stand people crazy. Bumping into me or close to me.
Dude, it's...
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of that either.
I'm not either, but when it's in this atmosphere...
With enough music, I can...
Yeah, with this atmosphere, and it's not dance music, even though you're trying to dance. Like, it gets you moving, but not dancing. It gets you moving.
You're just kind of...
Yeah, like, okay. you're vibing. Okay. So it's a complete vibe spot. There's a, but you see paint flying. It becomes slippery, dude. When I tell you the floor is slippery, gosh, dude, I legit was standing there and I'm like, man, the floor is pretty slippery. And all of a sudden I look at Shatai and I'm like, hey, babe, watch this. And I'm legit like moving my feet like at rapid speed.
Like that's cartoons when you're winding up to run.
Dude, exactly. I was moving them side to side. I was doing like the heel toe in like turbo mode. Like, dude, it was crazy. So I'm telling you, when you get closer and closer, the floor becomes a hazard. Because, dude, it's
so slippery. If someone else falls, does everyone stop?
Oh, dude, I mean, no, we've seen people falling. And like, it's more of like, we look and we're like, give them the thumbs up, like, you good? And they're so, like, vibing. They're just like, okay. Like on the That's ground.
It's not going crazy. It's not like a mosh.
No, it's not a mosh pit. It's okay. It's close enough to be moshed, but no one's moshing.
Okay.
They're just straight vibing.
Okay. I've never been to a rave. That's why I'm asking.
Dude, I don't know when the next one is, but I'm bringing to this paint one. You have to find white clothes, though, because you don't want to bring anything you can't ruin. Okay? Because I'm telling you, when they're throwing this paint, it's everywhere. And third row was the perfect spot.
Should I bring my knee brace?
Maybe. Because, dude, one slip hazard.
Your knees are cooked.
Dude.
They don't need to know that.
Dude, it's almost like if you have knee issues and you fall, you might need life alert at this place.
Bro, don't.
You just call it on.
You're definitely selling it to me right now.
Dude. Oh, it is slippery. I've never been so slippery in my life. Slides are less slippery.
Brad, two bad knees and two bad ankles. I'm not convinced at this point.
Oh man, my knee's cooked on this one. This one's like new. This one's like a Ferrari. This one's like a Pinto.
No, both are cooked and
both my knees are cooked.
Oh no, I'm definitely lucky. No, this one has 1,000 miles. This one has 100,000 miles.
That's because I got huge kneecaps.
Is that a medical difference?
Yeah,
yeah. It's actually confirmed. I got huge kneecaps. Oh God,
I have a joke, but I can't say
it. You know what they say about huge kneecaps?
I can't do it. Oh my God. Back on point, though. Third row is the best spot because the paint's going over first and second row and smacking you directly.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. That's
so
awesome.
Oh, man. And it was so loud. I'm assuming they had noise permits and all the stuff that they're supposed to. But I'm assuming it was so loud that the cops ended up shutting it down like 3 hours, 4 hours early. It was...
Wait, first of all, how long is this rave supposed to last?
It was supposed to be like 8 to 2 in the morning.
Jesus, man.
Yes. It shut down at 11:43. Dude, it was shut down quick.
They should already have the permits for it, right?
Yeah, but I think it passed the point of like even allowance of the permit.
Do you go hard for 6 hours straight?
Dude, it is crazy.
Sorry. I
know I can. I'm just kidding. Oh,
okay.
It is going hard for all 6 hours. Like, it is a... There was a lot of DJ. There's a DJ in the waiting area where you're like scanning in, and there's a DJ when you first walk into. It is the DJ in his other room is paint getting thrown. It's darker, blah 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 blah. It's where like the main scene is. But even if you just want to chill, there's not really a chill area because even on the outside, there's another DJ going ham. Like you'll open the door and it'll be like rock, old classic rock music getting like jumbled up. Yeah. And then you'll open the other door and it'll be all rap music. It's like, what is going on here? And it's sweet because I think of like raves, I always think of like just like beats, like EDM or situation. But
that's what I'm thinking of.
But it's not even really EDM because yes, it's electronic dance music, but it's a lot of times they're taking songs and they're just like jumbling them up, which is
okay.
It's impressive how they get these beats and all that from these songs. And some of them are really, really unbelievable. And then there's some that are just good.
I want some EDM and glow sticks.
Dude, the glow sticks were everywhere still at the paint rave. I was like, is this a glow party? And they're like, no, it's paint. No, they're everywhere. I've seen people with headbands. And it was a... Like I said.
Are you bringing me to this then?
What?
Are we bringing me to this?
Yes. But dude, it's hard...
So guys, we're gonna get some footage of me at the rave.
Oh, dude, it was so fun. And you're gonna walk in and see the outfits here, and you're gonna be like, "What is going on?"
Watch what I show up with,
dude. I guarantee that watch. You won't be the most dressed there.
Listen,
dude, I saw a guy.
Dude,
I saw a guy wearing a thong with assless chaps, bro. Just out.
I got acne and back
dude,
there.
When I tell, oh, and he's wearing a white beater tucked into the chaps. Dude, this guy was living it up. He was vibing.
So he was confused. He was ready for smoke. He was ready for smoke. That's not fair.
Dude, his body was he was built like a mullet. Like he was business up top, but it was all party down below.
Can we have a quick cut again? Because I have something bad.
Oh my god. Finish the rave. Yes.
Okay.
So.
We're going to the rave.
Yes. And so that's what.
Do they do it every year?
What?
Do they do the rave every year?
Twice a year. Yes. If I remember correctly, they said twice a year. And this is the first time it's ever been closed down early.
They just went too hard in the pain.
Oh, dude, I must have turned it up. It was my loud ass that they were like, dude, the music's fine, but that kid needs to go.
I hate how much I find that funny. I went too hard in the paint.
Oh, my God, legit paint rig. Oh, I didn't even think. Golly. This is how you don't pay attention.
You're from making jokes that we can't put on camera to golly.
Golly.
All right, we got a new segment for you guys. This is the stories of my daughter's mom. I've said in a previous episode that I only call her my baby mama when she does things to annoy me. And so this segment's going to be called Baby Mama Drama.
Intro the beautiful.
There's a logo.
Put a logo over it?
Yeah, it's going to be edited. Oh, you won't awesome. See it. Yeah, it's going to be edited.
No, I see it. It's right there. I see it. That's impressive.
But, yeah, so let me tell you what she did on Valentine's Day. So I planned for weeks to spend Valentine's Day with my daughter.
Okay.
Right? I was working extra hours, extra shifts. I was away from it so that I can get out early and pick her up and pick up an extra day with her.
And that means she was your Valentine that
my
day.
My daughter was my Valentine that day, yes. We
girl dad.
So I had plans to make us cookies, get some pictures, and just spend the day with her doing whatever she wanted to do. Right? If you're wondering, they were like red velvet cookies.
Oh my god!
Oh, they were delicious.
You picked right, bro.
Yeah,
you
yeah. Picked right. Listen, it's only the best for her.
Oh god!
So
premium.
So excited! I go and pick her up. You know, it's been terrible weather. It's been cold outside. So as I pull up, she's obviously got the big jacket on, right? So no problem picking her up, bring her home, get inside, take off her jacket, and tell me why. I see. Mommy's my Valentine on her shirt.
Stop it.
Ruined every picture. It's not your day.
Oh my gosh.
Selfishness.
You put in so much extra work just to get that day off.
Low key kind of petty.
Yeah. Actually petty.
You know what? She usually sides with me. So you know what? It is her day. She gets her 365 days a year. You know what?
You want to know why I know?
64.
You want to know why I know that she planned this?
What?
It's because a week before she said, oh, I can't wait for you to see her outfit.
Oh, okay. Like I said, she's amazing. It's so well thought out.
What the? I have devil tattooed on my finger in an upside down cross, and I'm the one saying she's petty.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I wasn't happy.
I get it.
And I don't want to share those pictures now.
Oh, no, you have to. This is where you post them now. Like, this is exactly bringing them right there.
No, I was very upset, so let's not do that again.
Let's not do that. Wait until Christmas this year.
So this is
Mommy's favorite present.
So So this is going to be a reoccurring segment.
I'm buying that shirt for her. I'm just kidding.
Reoccurring segments.
Aww.
That's just a quick segment, but I have something that I had been waiting to talk to you two about. Your guys' kids are going to be in the same grade.
Yes. Should be.
Because when's little Steven's birthday?
August 1st.
And
May 2nd.
That should be in the same school year.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you guys live in the same school district.
Yes.
Meaning that your kids should be going to the same school district.
Possibly. Yes.
Yes. And Johnny, what have you been training her?
I'm going to be teaching her MMA training. I'm going to be teaching her Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu. Like a low-level purple belt at best, and I still have good Muay Thai training. I may look fat, I'm still pretty good with my training.
So I'm going to say, little Steven might be bullied at school.
No, he can shoot. Not gun, but basketball.
That's not going to stop.
No, but I think he'll make enough friends that he could survive this.
What do you say?
I'm going to teach her. My whole thing is I'm going to teach her to be the opposite of me. And I say this, I'm going to teach her Muay Thai, I'm going to teach her Jiu-Jitsu, but I'm going to teach her to be humble. When I was in school, I was not a humble person. I was a cocky kid. I was an arrogant kid, and I wanted to fight the kids that thought they were the best because I wanted to prove that I was the best. I'm going to teach her how to defend herself, and I'm going to teach her to be a humble person and hope that she takes that lesson in stride.
And I'm going to teach my son to stay away from women that are dangerous. If I had a daughter, I have a daughter. So yeah. I'm telling you right now, I teach her all the time how to like throw an actual good punch. Not
okay.
Like we have the boxing mitts and the boxing gloves and all, and pretty much almost all the boxing equipment you need. So I teach her how to throw a punch. Wish it was jiu-jitsu. That doesn't matter if you're female or male. You throw your body weight, and I've seen some females mess up some guys.
Nah, she's going to be, if she gets you to the ground, you're cooked.
You're cooked.
It's going to be to the point where if she gets close, she'll be a good Muay Thai person, but if she gets close and gets you in a Muay Thai clinch, gets a quick sweep, gets you to the ground, you're dead.
Oh, dude.
She can kill you. She will be able to kill a human being. Let's hope she never has to.
If Jolene was just a little bit younger,
yeah.
I'm sure they would have been great friends.
Well, yeah, Jolene knows how to throw a mean right hook.
Yeah. She swung on a kid at the Children's Museum.
Yep.
That was on the previous episode.
I'll even teach Jolene more time.
I'll even teach Jolene.
They can learn it together.
Double danger.
Yo, actually, we're going to have all our kids go do training at his house.
Oh, dude, that would be sweet. Until my son is old enough to beat me up.
Then you're the only one with a son. Because all of us got daughters.
Girl dads.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous of that. Don't get me wrong. I love having like a guy.
Because even my brother-in-law, like we watch different things like MMA fights and like even like simple things like street abuse. And his questions for me are always like what could this fighter have done to prevent this thing and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And like I always break it down as a coach. And I realize even though my body is not in shape enough to be a fighter anymore, I still have that coach's mindset. Because I can still look at a fight and I could be like watching a fight and I could see from a bad first round what a fighter could do to turn it around and win. If they just like follow a simple game plan.
How young do MMA fighters start training?
But I don't want
her. Everybody's different. What I've looked into.
What, like, what's the general?
There's
like,
some people that start when they're in their late 20s, early 30s. Then there's kids that are my age. I started when I was 12, from 12 to 18. Okay. But now a lot of the top fighters, they're starting when they're like 15, 16 years old, 14, 15. But I don't want Ellie to have to go into it thinking that she has to be an MMA fighter. I just want her to have to defend herself. If she chooses to go down that path, that's her choice.
At what age do you think we could put our kids in the training if we wanted them to actually know some basic self-defense?
I mean, you could start them. I mean, they have, like, even, like, kids' jiu-jitsu classes at, like, 5, 6 years old at legitimate gyms.
Really? That young?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
When I was at the gym, my trainer, I mean, don't get me wrong, of course, my trainer, he was a high-level black belt. He was a world champion. But his son was training in boxing, Muay Thai, and jiu-jitsu at, like, 5 years old. Wow. That kid's going to be a prodigy.
Jesus.
He's going to mess people up.
Don't get me wrong. He's a little bit of an outlier. I mean, of course, every kid's going to do that. But And, of course, he had the support of, like, the actual fighters there. But, shit, that kid could do a rolling arm bar or plata at a young age.
So, outside of training, do you have anything else that you would like her to get into? Like, because you said you're teaching little Steven basketball.
Yes. Shooting right now. Just mainly shooting.
Yeah, just shooting now. But when he gets older, and I know we've talked about before, like, potentially having him in baseball.
Love.
Because he's going to be left-handed.
He's left-handed. Well, right. He switched now. He could do both. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah, okay. Do you have any things that you would want them to get into?
Mainly, I just want him to enjoy. I want him to play as many sports as possible because that's where I enjoyed when I was a child.
Okay.
Like, playing with friends that maybe we don't talk to each other ever again, but they played a big part of my life when I was a kid that I can still think of. I can name almost my whole Braves roster still. Because we played 3, 4, 5 years together.
What roster?
Braves at West Denison.
Okay.
And I'm telling you right now, that team was the funnest team I've ever played on. We didn't win it all.
What sport was it?
Baseball.
Okay.
We didn't win it all, but man, did we have fun. Like, that team was one of those teams where there was no people not liking each other behind closed doors. It was legit. Everybody.
How old were you?
We were like 12, 13, 12, maybe 11, 12.
That's when you started?
No, I started at like 9, 10. I started late.
Okay, gotcha. And then you ended at like 12, 13.
Well, I ended at like 17, 18.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So I finished my high school career with that, playing high school ball and travel. But
how many different sports did you play growing up?
I played basketball, I played football, I played soccer, I played baseball. Yeah, I want to say those. And then I would practice with track, but never ran track. It was during soccer season. So it was like, I'm not running track. I'd rather play soccer.
Because I know you fought. Mm-hmm. You were trained. Mm-hmm. And you started pretty young, right? You were like 14, 15 when you started training?
No, it was like 12, 13.
12, 13. You just said that earlier. Did you do any other sports?
Nope. That was the only thing I was interested in. That was my main focus.
And it was just jiu-jitsu, or did you do boxing?
I did full blown MMA, so I had boxing on Mondays. On Tuesdays, I had jiu-jitsu. Wednesdays I had Muay Thai and then sparring after.
It's Muay Thai more like the kicks and it's like kickboxing-ish?
Yeah, okay. Kickboxing.
That's fun.
Thursday I had...
Way more dangerous with your legs.
Thursday I had cardio days. Friday I would come in for like sparring. Saturday I would come in for open mat jiu-jitsu.
You can't set a way busier schedule
and
than me.
Cardio after, and then Sunday is usually a day off, or I would go out and do my own cardio days, like run my own miles and stuff like that.
But yeah, and going off of what you said, yeah, when it's his sport, for sure it takes up all your time. My sport, I was so in love with playing sports that even when it was out of season, I would still talk to my teammates and be like, hey, you guys want to go to the batting cages? Hey, do you guys want to shoot some hoops? Hey, because I was just so obsessed with sports.
Okay.
Like, if I could play all the sports at all times, I would have.
So your goal is to try to get little Steven to love it as much as you did and make those memories?
Yes, because I'm telling you right now, there's a time, it's such a small little minute detail, but it made me the happiest I've ever been. One of the most happiest I've ever been.
Of course.
I was playing at Brook Park, and we were playing soccer. Like, I was playing for Brook Park's team. And we would go against, like, other cities. And, like, Independence always had the best team. Always. When I say always, I mean they would destroy us 13-2, 14-1. We were always one of the bottom feeders. Our last year, though, because we stayed together as one team.
You guys knew each other very well.
Our last year, we were taking teams to the slaughterhouse. We were murdering teams. We were, and then we played the right way. If we went up by 5 goals, we would stop scoring. Because that's what was the rule. If you go up by 5 points, if you score 6, it gets counted as a tie game.
A tie game?
Yes, because you can't, they had like a mercy rule, but the mercy rule was it becomes tied now. So you don't want to beat a team more than 5. But
independence to me. Why wouldn't they just say game's over, you win?
Because they don't want to take away the game from the kids, and I don't understand why they just didn't give you the win anyway. But I think it was the courage, not running up the score. Independence coach didn't care about that. Yeah. He said, "Just keep scoring, dude." They would destroy
they
us.
They probably don't want to make the other team feel bad.
That's exactly what that rule was made for.
The independent coach didn't care.
Did not care.
That's why it was great because business. Of that coach. Dude. Because of that coach, that's why
they put the rule in because of
dude. That rule was probably named after that coach. But with that being said, this time we're playing at Independence, but it's a different place than they usually play because that place was being, I think they were renovating it.
Okay.
So my mom doesn't know, and we drive to the original place. It's not there. We have to drive another. So when I show up, I show up in the beginning of the third quarter. And when I say that, we play quarters in Little League.
Oh, okay. I was like,
it's not like halves or courts or whatever they do now.
Is it baseball?
What? No, this is soccer.
This is soccer. Okay.
This is where the 5-run rule, you're not allowed to do it.
Gotcha. Okay. So, that makes a lot more sense. Cause I was like 5 runs in baseball.
No, that could happen in an inning.
Yeah, this whole time I thought you were talking about baseball.
No, this is soccer.
That makes a lot more sense. Because 5 goals in soccer is a lot.
Yeah. You're beating the mess out of it. And think about it. We were losing 15-1. 5 in
baseball isn't really that much. No. So I was like, why do they stop it at 5?
No, that's soccer. 15-1 we were getting beat by Independence. I said, this year we were doing great, but when I get to the game, I get there in the third quarter and I run up to my coach. I'm like, I'm so sorry. He's like, well, you're going to have to play the rest of the game now.
Okay.
Because if you suit up as a kid, you have to play 2 quarters minimum.
Okay.
So he's like, I can't bench you. You have to play the game now.
Okay.
Which, don't get me wrong, I'm a kid, so I have a lot of energy and stamina. It's crazy in soccer, especially in the position I play. I play center forward, center mid, center defense, because in Little League, it's only four defenders, one center, and then 2 forwards. I always played the center because I was the best at handling the ball. Not the best at kicking, but passing and handling, and I was a good defender. Like, really good. You don't cross me. Okay. So
you held down that center field.
Yes.
Gotcha.
And so, and I'm right. I can kick evenly right and left. Like, legit. It's almost like, it's weird. It's not like my hands. Like, these are ambidextrous, for sure. So, we get there, third quarter, nothing really happens. We're down by 1.
Okay.
So, it's like, I want to say it's 4-3, and we're going into the fourth. And
so, your team was doing this without you already?
Yeah, we're losing by 1.
Just by 1, though.
Yes.
So this is like a big deal because they're used to blowing teams out.
Yes.
15-1.
Yes, and we're used to being destroyed by this team.
Okay.
So we're fighting, and I'm talking to all my teammates, and my teammates are like, we're all hyped. And when I say we're playing the greatest soccer we can play, both teams, no goals are being scored during the third quarter. And for most of the fourth, no goals are getting scored. It's constant great defense, great attack. Great defense, great attack. Like, it's an impressive game. Well, we get the ball, and the whistle gets blown at the 2-minute mark. And when the whistle gets blown at the 2-minute mark, we know we only have 2 minutes. I yell at my teammates. I'm like, we got 2 minutes. Let's tie it. So the very first play, we get down after the 2 minutes. Almost immediately after that thing, I'm hyping them up. The ball gets kicked out of bounds. My one friend grabs it, is looking. He goes to throw over my head to my other teammates, named Tyler. Over my head.
How old are you at this point?
We're like, I want to say 11, 12 again. I want to say around that age group because we're older, but we're not teenagers.
Okay.
Because teenage, obviously, you just play high school.
Right.
So he throws it, and Tyler goes up and misses it. I'm playing, or he went to throw over Lucas's head, and he goes to throw to Tyler. Tyler misses it, and somehow I'm just underneath him, and I jump at the same exact time, and I hit it, and I send it into the perfect other corner away from the goalie. So now it's 4-4. And
off your head.
Off my head. And my team is freaking out. We're like, let's go, let's go, let's go.
Yeah, little Ronaldo here.
Dude, it felt like that. So I'm telling you. And I wore number 7 that year, so it definitely felt like that. And I'm running. I'm like, yeah, let's do this.
Oh, you're hyped.
And when I say the team's hype, like even our goalie's jumping up and down at this point.
This is motivation here.
Yes.
This is what you needed.
And we're legit. I'm talking. I'm like, let's hold it down 1 minute. We can tie this. And my friend Tyler.
Is there OT?
No. It's kid tie is tie, but that's huge for us.
Right.
Just because we just went toe to toe with the best team every year since we were like 6. So I'm like, we tied this. Let's do this. And Tyler goes, we could win. And I look at Tyler like, okay, slow your roll. Pretty much.
Be realistic.
Like, let's be realistic.
This is independence we're talking
about.
Let's
take this tie and go home with it. So I'm like, let's hold it down 1 more minute. So they get the ball. They kick it over. They get right in front of our goalie. And somehow it deflects off. I catch it in a crazy way where I catch it and I'm fully sprinting down the field. And it's open. So I'm out running. I'm like,
other than just the goalie, now.
It's me, goalie, and all of a sudden there's 2 defenders obviously playing way, way back. So I'm running.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah. So what is it? No, question. I want to answer this.
I just want to see, like, do you realize that someone, one of your teammates alongside you?
Yes. So my friend Tyler's running up the sideline with me.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm hoping that the left defender is crashes in on me and not the right defender, because I have nobody to the right field of me. So I look and a left closes in on me. I cross up the left in between his leg and he slides past me. And I'm like, oh, and I'm running. And now
his ankles.
Dude, badly.
Okay.
And I look at the right defender and he comes in, and so I pass it to Tyler.
So the right defender, in this case here, since he's the last guy back other than the goalie, what's his job?
So Tyler's job is to make sure he doesn't pass him. Because I'm going to pass it to Tyler because he has to crash to stop the ball. Because if he doesn't stop the ball, I'm just going to keep kicking it until I'm to the goal. So Tyler's job is to stay slightly behind him or next to him. So when I pass the ball.
The right defender?
It's to the last defender. Because if you go past the last defender, it's an offside call.
Okay.
So you can't go
past. If he's running at you, though.
Tyler's job is to slow down then. Until I kick it out and I'll lead the pass and Tyler runs up, takes it. And because he has momentum running forward and that dude has a momentum running forward, it should be a breakaway.
Okay.
So exactly what I'm planning out in my head, because I see it's just a 1 defender. I pass it to Tyler when he crashes in. Tyler plays it perfectly. I lead the pass. Tyler's our best goal scorer. It's not even close. Tyler led us this whole year. Tyler launches this ball. It's 1-on-1. So I'm like, this goalie has no chance. Last defender
comes in.
Yep. We're like, I would say just, so we're past half. We're like 3/4 away to the goal. Last defender crashes in. I kick it out. Tyler comes running up. Takes the ball. Goalie is the only defender now. Tyler has crossed the goalie. It's successfully 10 out of 10 times. Like, he's that good of a player where it's like, this is a goal now. Like, we're going to win this game. So I pass it. I see him. I'm running still.
Right. The right defender that was there?
Yeah.
Did he, when you say crash,
what's crashes in on me.
Is that when they slide on you?
No, crashes in. He's just stopping the ball.
He's just running in. Okay.
He's running in at me, and he's making sure that he stops the ball so other
so
people
can. So he's still up?
He's still up, yeah.
Which means, is he running back now?
Yes, he's pedaling.
He's pedaling.
But he did the wrong thing.
Okay, he pushed too far forward. He got crossed up, passed out.
And now he's running back, and the defender is also running back. But they broke the cardinal rule is, if it's 1-on-1 with the goalie, you don't tack the ball; you tack the backside, because the goalie can catch it from this point, but he can't catch the backside. He crashes it on the ball. So now I'm like, Tyler's going to score. Tyler kicks it, and instead of trying to cross him, Tyler just kicks it.
It's probably too hype.
Dude.
Oh my God.
I was so hurt though. He kicks it, hits the goalie square in the guy part. And coincidentally, I'm running and it hits him and it ricochets straight to my foot. And I catch the ball. I look over and I just roll it in.
because he's off.
Yeah, because he's down. And so I roll it down. Yeah, and because the defender crashed on the ball, no one's on me. I'm wide.
So this is, now you like stop and you just.
I stop the ball. I look and I go, and I roll it in. I'm like, we're winning, and we run to the thing.
How much time is left now?
So we don't know. We don't get a timer. So it's just we're waiting for the whistle.
Under 2 minutes.
Yes, we know it's under 2 minutes. So they get the ball, they kick it out. The final whistle blows.
As soon as they kick it out?
Right when they kick it out. And my team grabs me and picks me up. They're like,
yeah! Because you scored both
goals to win the game. And they're carrying me. Like, they're legit carrying me. And I won't ever forget it because the whole week of practice, our coach was like, great job as a team. And all the kids respond, we won because of Steven. We won because of Steven. And I was
Steven!
Dude, I
like
felt...
That one kid's like, he came in fresh.
I'm telling you. And then the greatest part was when I won that game, it was like, my best friend was there. Coincidentally, he stayed the night. And my mom missed both goals. Because she went to get snacks and then went to the restroom. And when she came back, she's like, did we win? And they're like, yeah. My friends explained it to my mom, like, yeah, we won. And Steven won it for them. But it was awesome.
Mom, you got to lock in.
Dude, I don't think, she was like, we're going to get Independence. This is going to be a long game.
she throw you off.
I guarantee you. Because I'm telling you, I think it was Independence and Seven Hills combined their team. And it was like the all-star team every year. Jeez, and dude, when I scored that second goal though, and it was all on camera because Lucas's mom was recording it. And when I say when it was all on camera, you see them tackle me and then pick me up and put like carry me off the
field. You saw that on camera?
Yes, dude, it was a great moment. Yeah. That's why in that moment.
That's why you want to push it in sports.
Yes, because you want to. You don't know. Moments. And soccer is my worst sport. It's not even close.
Right.
Like it's my worst. Maybe football, but soccer is close. And that was just one of those magical moments where all the things aligned. And I'm not even a goal scorer. I think I scored 4 goals that whole year, and 2 of them was against Independence. So it was just a perfect like story leading up to it. That was a movie moment. Oh yeah, it was. It felt like
I was locked in for a bit.
I'm telling you right now, I took my kids to that park, and I didn't notice it was that park until I looked at the soccer field. And I ran to that soccer field. I was like, I remember everything about this place.
It's literally like a movie. Like you're there later on with your kids. It's a flashback.
Yeah.
This is where I proved that I was a man.
Dude, this is where I became the beloved one. Dude, I'm telling you, it was my high arc of my sporting career because I've seen it in movies where you get carried off the field. Even back then, I was like, I'd seen it in movies. The B in it, be that savior, even though the team honestly held it down, being that savior that pushed us over the top. Because think about it, the team was losing before I got there. Just saying. I pushed us over the top. No, I'm just kidding. But that team, everything lined up where it was so perfect. It was a great moment.
Take the credit. You showed up literally because you showed up late. Your mom went to the wrong field. This is literally a movie.
Yeah, oh yeah, showed up late. And then
don't anyone take this idea.
Oh, dude. I'm telling you, it was like a halftime show. It was like the water boy. You're like, remember when Bobby?
If I see this movie on Netflix, I will sue you.
I will sue you. It copyrights. It was legit like Bobby Boucher. He's like, remember when Bobby Boucher showed up at the bowling ball at halftime and saved the game? That I was Bobby Boucher, bro. I'm telling you, I was so, that was my favorite moment. And that's why I want Steven to play different sports because you don't know when it's going to happen, but it could be your number that day.
Yeah, I didn't play sports in high school. Or
you didn't?
No, I didn't play any sports, man. I was in choir.
Oh, kill it.
And drama club.
Sing that beautiful voice. And drama? Oh, and you started your own dance crew?
I did the last 2 years of high school. We started our own dance team.
Okay.
And we would...
You are good at dancing, I'll give you that.
Yeah. You are light on your feet, brother.
Whoa. It's such not different worlds here.
You're not bad to look at either.
So we would still be at football games and we would learn of other dancers from other schools.
And this was like Stomp the Yard.
It was literally, we would meet them at the game and walk up to them behind like the stadium where all the kids were at.
And where the session stands are.
Yeah.
And okay.
We'd have kids around us, and we would start dance battling back there with, like, the worst sounding speaker that you can't hear over the noise. So we're basically freestyle dancing with no music.
Was there cardboard? Did you guys bust out cardboard?
No, straight on the concrete. Straight on the concrete. When I tell you, we thought we were so cool.
Oh, man. Did you guys have matching uniforms?
He's done with me.
Did you have matching uniforms? No.
Not when we were battling, but when we had performances for the school, we had matching shirts. We'd come out with matching fedoras. Yeah. We had
fucking neckbeard.
What?
Tip my fedora to you, my lady.
No, just for the performance.
Tip with the fedora.
Who was the fedora? Who decided that was the hat we should go with?
I didn't choose outfits. I didn't have style.
Okay.
Someone else chose the outfits.
I was like, because you say dancing, I think of bucket hats, not fedoras.
I don't know who chose it, but we rocked those fedoras.
We
would perform at pep rallies.
Really? Yeah. So, like, it was actually a school thing then?
Well, me and my best friend at the time, we started it.
Did you go to the principal and ask for this group?
And we found out what it takes to actually start a program. You just need a couple of teachers and enough students. And we found two special ed teachers.
I told you that from anime.
Yeah.
You started your anime. You started your anime club?
I didn't know you in high school.
No, I didn't start an anime club, but that's what they said. In every anime that has like a high school, that's what it takes.
Yeah, it's all it takes.
A couple teachers couple students.
So yeah, I had
like three or more students.
There was a couple of special ed teachers. One of them was the cheerleading coach, and one of them used to just be a cheerleader back then. So they were our teachers, or our teachers that were like...
Wait, like college cheerleader or like... Cheerleader in high school.
I don't know exactly. Maybe in high school.
Okay.
But they were qualified enough to run this program for us. They would help us be on beat and stuff. So
they picked the fedora.
Maybe they picked the fedora. I don't actually remember. But I was co-captain.
Okay.
And
you started and became co?
Well, because me and him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we both started it. But when I tell you that we were the most unproductive dance team there ever was... Because as good of dancers we might have been, we weren't ready to lead a team. And we would have workouts, right? And they're not like actual, like not like you guys.
You're
like
not
you
hitting the iron.
Yeah, no. It was just more cardio, trying to keep us in shape, right? And we just could not stay focused the entire time. So the first year we had like 8 students and we had a whole thing. It was awesome. Had a whole choreographed dance. And went awesome. Most of them didn't return the second year because it was a mess. They should not have let us lead this.
They're like, we thought of the idea. We're the co-captain.
Yeah.
We're probably not ready to be co-captain, but we are.
But you know what? Greatest time. Some of the greatest times of my life, other than also drama club. And so when I'm thinking about when Jolie's going to get older, I didn't really think about sports. I'm thinking, what else could she actually do?
Gymnastics. That's a sport, though, but it's fun.
She could, whatever she wants. Do you have any other plans other than just fighting?
I'm hoping that she gets into cooking heavy because you know how much I love cooking.
Yeah. Not even like, yeah. He actually is one of the best chefs I know.
Well, you told me he found a spot. That little mom and pop spot.
I also trust you in all
your food takes.
Yeah.
And also, I wouldn't mind if she got into like drama club or something like that.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet, man.
But I want her to find her own way. Like I said, my MMA training for her is more just to learn how to defend herself. Whatever she wants to do with it after she learns enough to defend herself is up to her.
Right.
But she could be like the next Ronda Rousey.
I'm going to teach her enough to defend herself. And then once I feel like she's learned enough to defend herself,
then she can do whatever.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. I think this wraps up this episode. Thank you guys for returning for episode 14. I don't think we said that in the beginning.
No, we
did not. This is episode 14, guys.
14?
14.
Yep. This is, I'm Nazareth.
I'm Steven.
And I'm Johnny.
We have Johnny returning with us. We'll see you guys next time.
And once again, thank you guys for stopping by to the Now We're Dads podcast. Please check out our social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter. You know the deal. If you guys are watching the video version, please like and subscribe down below. And while you're down there, please leave a comment and tell us what you guys think of the show so far. If instead you're on the audio version on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or any other platform, please rate the show 5 stars to push us up the algorithm. My name is Nazareth, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Steven. And finally, now we're dads.